Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee leaders say they support the latest state plan to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. Here's Nate Wegehout.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers passed the revised bill on an assembly committee yesterday. Under the bill, the state would pay $411 million on renovations for American Family Field over the next 30 years. The bill passed yesterday reduced the amount the city and county of Milwaukee would have to pay for stadium repairs. Both Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Mayor Cavalier Johnson say they now support the bill. It's set to go to the full assembly for a vote next week. Governor Evers says he would sign the bill if it made it to his desk. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The state assembly is passing three bills to limit the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. Two of them would regulate participation in girls and women's sports. Another would ban gender-affirming care for people under 18. Democrat Katrina Shelton says the bills like these hurt transgender kids who struggle with mental illness and thoughts of suicide.
We are talking about real lives and real pain and real suffering. And I would love, Mr. Speaker, if we could all simply agree today that we need to keep kids alive.
Republican Janelle Branchton says the bills are not about hate, but about fairness.
The physical differences at birth between boys and girls, men and women, is substantial. It's a substantial difference.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bills if they pass the Senate. There's a new push to try to encourage more women to get screened for breast cancer when they're younger. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Eric Tegedoff reports.
About 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed in her lifetime, but survival rates are high if the cancer is caught early. Dr. Monica Wells with Kaiser Permanente says 50 is a well-known age for people to start getting screened for the cancer.
But what we're doing is we're wanting to move the needle on that and have those conversations earlier.
About 1 in 11 new breast cancer cases are diagnosed to women younger than 45. There are more than 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Jews in Wisconsin say they're processing the trauma of the massacre in Israel last week. Alex Scher is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He also spoke with a number of Jewish college students Wednesday night.
The Jewish people in America feel largely unheard, largely lonely, and overwhelmingly, they're on autopilot.
Scher spoke with Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. The Humane Society of Southeast Wisconsin is looking for help after 50 kittens were recently removed from a home. Many of the cats have medical needs. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Assembly yesterday voted unanimously to pass a resolution condemning the attack on Israel by Hamas over the weekend. Four representatives abstained from the vote, Democrats Ryan Clancy, Darren Madison, and Lakeisha Myers, and Republican Todd Novak. Novak later said he would have voted in favor if he was in the chamber at the time of the vote. Clancy and Madison also condemned the attack later on social media, both saying the killing of innocent lives is unacceptable. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't rule out impeaching newly elected state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Over the last week, two of the three former justices on Speaker Voss's panel to investigate impeachment proceedings recommended that impeachment not be pursued. At a press conference, Speaker Voss said, quote, "If they decide to inject their own political bias inside the process and not follow the law, we have the ability to go to the U.S. Supreme Court." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Badgers and the Hawkeyes tomorrow in Madison. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kickoff at Camp Randall, 3 o'clock, the forecasted game time. Cloudy, chance for showers, winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. The two teams battling for the Heartland Trophy. Established in 2004, a plaque with a statue of a bull. Iowa won the trophy last year. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
I think last week, we faced a team that is really good at doing what they do and finding ways to give them a them a chance to win. And this week we're playing one that does an even better job of that.
This is Kirk Ferentz's 25th season as the Hawkeyes head coach.
You know, a big challenge with Wisconsin, the fact that you're playing a really good football team, and that's what we're looking at with Wisconsin. So obviously a new coaching staff. Coach Fickell's done a great job. Very, very good on film.
NFL on Thursday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos 19-8 at Arrowhead Stadium. Quarterback Russell Wilson threw for only one touchdown and two interceptions.
We had a chance, and I think we just got to play better, play cleaner. I think the best thing we can do is just keep believing. I gotta play better. That starts with me, and you know, I know I'll respond the right way.
The Broncos falling to 1-5 for the season, and next host the Packers in Denver. Head coach Sean Payton.
To win in our league, you got to be better throwing the ball, especially, you know, I don't think the wind was that big of a factor.
The Packers have their bye week, no game this weekend. I asked right guard John Runyon on what was missing in back-to-back losses to the Lions and the Raiders in prime time.
We haven't really been able to run the ball pretty effectively these first two games, and I thought we showed glimpses getting the run game going up front, and you know, play passes and those explosives we're built on. That's the world we want to live in. So being able to run the ball and, you know, get the linebackers to, you know, suck up and, you know, fall for that run fake and be able to throw it over the top.
NBA, the Bucks head to LA to face the Lakers Sunday in a preseason game. Tip off time at 6 p.m. Giannis asked how practice has been under new head coach Adrian Griffin.
From start to finish, everything is competitive.
With sports, I'm Mike Clem.
Today. It is a Friday, so there's that. It is the 13th day of October. Good morning. Welcome into the Stu Daniels Show. It's 7 minutes, almost 8 minutes now after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. And come on in, get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, relax for a little bit while we check out some news and some weather and some sports and try to figure out what the heck is going on today. I'll tell you one thing that's going on. Lots of rain and wind for most areas of western Wisconsin. In fact, everybody hearing my voice will probably be in for a rainy and windy day today, with highs all ranging from about, 54 degrees in Richland Center to only about 45 degrees in Hayward. Let me give you these in the correct order. La Crosse today, rainy and windy, high around 52. Eau Claire, rainy and windy, high around 49. Richland Center, rainy and windy, high around 54 degrees. Amory, rainy and windy, high around 47. And in Hayward today, rainy and windy with steady temperatures in the mid-40s. In sports, the 2-3 Packers are off this weekend. Their next game is a week from Sunday against the Broncos in Denver. And in the news today, some headlines for you. Wisconsin lawmakers plan to vote next week on a new funding plan for American Family Field. Also, Republican Steve Scalise has withdrawn his name from the race for Speaker of the House. And some Wisconsin lawmakers were not willing to support a condemnation on the attack on Israel because it does not call for an end to the occupation of Palestine. So where should we start today? Well, let's start with the possibility of the impeachment of our newest Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin. Robin Voss, for quite a while now, has been threatening to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she does not recuse herself from some cases that may involve voting? Is that the issue? Let me give you this headline here. It says, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz is still on the table, despite the fact that the three former justices that he was consulting with said it's not a good idea to be impeaching Justice Protasiewicz. And this piece was posted yesterday, updated 7 hours ago, Dateline Madison. It says Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is leaving open the possibility of initiating a process to remove a newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justice should he disagree with her handling of a lawsuit before the high court that challenges the state's legislative maps that favor the Republicans. And the story goes on and says that Voss told reporters yesterday that while he is not moving forward with impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz on the floor today, yesterday, it's possible that lawmakers will make the unprecedented move in the future. Hey, Sam, you have some music together? I'm going to get a cough drop. Put some music on. We'll be right back.
Words. Oh. to stop.
Only the beginning. Only the beginning of the show. And Stu Man's already losing his voice. That's all right. It's back now. Music from Chicago, by the way, from their very first album. And today, celebrating a birthday, Robert Lamb from the band Chicago. And let's see. I'm going to guess he was probably born in the mid-40s. Let me look that up real quick. Yep, 1944. Robert Lamb, one of the founding members, in fact, one of the few founding members still in Chicago. I think they've got the three horn players and Robert Lamb, the keyboard player. But anyway, happy birthday to Robert Lamb, celebrating a birthday today. What would that make him, about 79 years old? Man, how does time fly like that? Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 16 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. And I was in the middle, or at least starting that story about the possibility of Robin Voss and the Republicans coming after Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, and Robin Voss saying that is still on the table. So the threat is still there. If she does not recuse herself, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss leaving open the possibility of initiating a process to remove a newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justice should he disagree with her handling of a lawsuit before the high court that challenges the state's legislative maps that favor the GOP. Voss told reporters yesterday that while he's not moving forward with impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz on the floor today, I think that was, is that a reference to yesterday or today? Hard to tell, because the story was originally posted yesterday, but then it was updated today. Anyway, Voss goes on and says it is possible that lawmakers will make the unprecedented move in the future. So leaving that threat hanging over the Supreme Court. And it says after first warning in August that Supreme Court justice could be removed if she did not recuse herself from a lawsuit before the court challenging the boundaries, Voss backed away from the idea earlier this week after a former conservative state Supreme Court justice advised him not to pursue the idea. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 47. Winds out of the east, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 43. Highs around 51 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures below average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air.